Week 7, video 4, the kids in our marriage. You know, as kids start to come into a couple's relationship, be it through having your own children, be it through blended families, they definitely, each one of them with their own unique personalities, has an impact on how the two of you relate to one another. And not only is it how the two of you relate to one another, but it's also how your parenting styles are impacted by the way that you were raised and what you see in the dynamic in the family. And many times, these differing perspectives can bring conflict to the marriage relationship, be it how you discipline the kids, how you talk to the kids, the things that you want to do with the kids. And it can become even a challenge if the kids are first in the marriage and how the two of you relate to one another within that dynamic. So we're going to talk a lot in this video about you, your kids, and how the two of you as husband and wife relate to and have influence over that marriage dynamic. So you want to start by understanding how you saw your own parents relate to you kids. You know, did you see your parents just kind of, you know, was your dad the kind of guy that would just get up in the morning, go to work, and leave mom to take care of everything else? Or did you have a mom who was getting up, going out the door and heading to work? Did you have the mom who was, you know, super involved in doing everything from PTA to bake sales to Boy Scouts to, you know, hosting parties all summer long? You know, what did you see in terms of how your parents related to you? After having children, I found myself doing these things just like my parents. You know, so often we're like, oh, I don't want to be like my mom. I don't want to be like my dad. And then all of a sudden, one day you look in your mirror and you're like, I'm just like my mom. I'm just like my dad. What are those things that having children has brought out in you just like your parents? Question number 3, how would you describe your parenting style? Are you very permissive? Are you very, you know, anything the kids want to do, you're gonna let them do? Are you very authoritative? You know, you set the rules in the house and you expect your children to follow them. Are you somewhere in between? Are you a disciplinarian? Are you a nurturer? Describe your parenting style in words. Because a lot of times folks seem to think that they've got an understanding of how they parent, but it's not until they actually have to explain it that they start to see how their parenting style has an impact on their marriage. Now, question number 4, we love these questions for your spouse. Ask your spouse, how would you describe my parenting style? Because while you may think you're a very strong disciplinarian, your spouse may say, you're the pushover. You're the one the kids know that they can come to and get away with anything. Or it may be the reverse. You may think you're a softie, but the kids have this image of you that your spouse tells you about, that you're the one that is always laying down the law and you're the tough one. Ask your spouse. It's amazing. And this is part of the reason why we've had these questions for your spouse throughout Rescue My Marriage Today. It's amazing what you can learn talking to the one that knows you the best. Question number 5, I feel it is the role of the parent to do what? Is it the role of the parent to prepare your children for adulthood? Is it the role of the parent to be your child's best friend? How do you see the role of the parent? Because how you see the role of your parent will directly impact and influence how you relate not only to your kids, but also to your spouse. Question number 6, knowing that I am raising my children to be productive adults, I want my children to have the following skills. I mean, we hear all the time from folks who have adult children who aren't able to function on their own because mom and dad have done everything for them. If you know that you're raising children to be productive adults, what are those life skills? Do you want them to know how to handle money? Do you want them to know how to cook their own food? Do you want them to know how to do their laundry? You know, I have people, my peers, who tell me when they find out that my kids wash their own clothes, how did you get them to do that? And really, I just stopped washing their clothes. So if they wanted clean clothes, I showed them where the laundry detergent was. I showed them the settings on the washing machine, and then it became up to them. And the great thing about that is I never get, Mom, I don't have anything to wear. Sure, they might still say that, but they know what the solution is. In raising children to be productive adults, you want them to be able to figure out their own solutions so that they're not constantly relying on the two of you. Question number 7, in looking at my relationship with my children and my spouse, I see the following patterns. What are those dynamics? Do you see the kids always coming to you and then you have to be the go-between between your children and your spouse? Do you see that the kids go to each one of you trying to get a different answer and they're kind of playing this, you know, parental game where, you know, you might say, yes, you can, and your wife or husband says, I didn't say that, or I said no. And now they've got a battle going on between the two of you. What are the patterns that you see playing out in your marriage? Question number 8. How do you see me prioritize you and the kids? Do you see the kids coming before you? Do you see the kids, you know, not even on my radar screen? Do you see that I don't have time for anybody because I'm working so hard? Ask your spouse, and again, be prepared to listen. Going through Rescue My Marriage today, you've made it intentional to work on your marriage, which means that sometimes you're going to hear those things that you don't really want to hear. But don't just hear them, take action on them. So if you hear an answer to this response that's not where you want it to be, then now is the time to make those changes. Question 9, if your spouse does not feel that they are a higher priority than your kids, what action steps can you take to make that change? You know, for those of you that have younger children, one of the quickest action steps that you can take is that if your child is still sleeping in your bed or in your bedroom, it's time to move them into their own bed. It's time to move them out of your space. No more sleeping between mommy and daddy. It's one of those things. I actually talked to a wife the other day who doesn't sit up in the front seat of the car with her husband. She actually sits in the back seat with their 3-year-old son. And when we talked about this, there's obviously a lot going on in their marriage that would have prompted the conversation, but her sitting in the back seat was an indication of where things were in their marriage. She was actually making their son a higher priority than her husband and spending more time with him. Your children are not there to fulfill the emotional needs that you and your spouse should be giving to each other. And if you make them such, if you give them that power, if you give them that authority and influence in your marriage, you're actually being more damaging to your children because they're in a role that they were not designed to be in. Which leads me to question 10. Sometimes I find it easier to talk to my kids instead of talking to my spouse. I've shared the falling with my kids instead of my spouse first. This goes back again to where are you putting your emotional energy? And if it's in your children and you're putting them first and you're confiding in them or you're sharing with them instead of sharing with your spouse, this is where you start to get a handle on that. This is where you start to say, you know what, I need to take accountability, have personal accountability for those actions, and I need to take the next step to own that and then change that. How has that decision, question 11, impacted my marriage? We know lots of couples in the one family that get to a point where they are talking to their kids more than they're talking to their spouse. And yet when you really stop to think about it, that has a lasting impression and influence over the marriage dynamic between you and your spouse. If your spouse knows that your kid is the higher priority, if your spouse knows that you're going to go to your children for emotional support, energy, confidence, all of those types of things, it becomes very hard for them to even be willing to try to engage with you. So what action steps do you have to take to change that, to flip that priority? Which is question number 12. What actions can I take to make you feel like a priority over the kids? Because ultimately, your marriage serves as the role model for your children and for your grandchildren. They're watching what you do. If you put your kids first, then when your kids have kids, they will put their kids first. And there will be this continuing setup, this continuing pattern where spouses are not loved on, where there's tension between husbands and wives because the marriage is the primary relationship. Your kids are supposed to become productive adults, grow up, and leave the home. But if they're always the priority, if they always have mom and dad solving all their problems, making it all better, doing all these kinds of things, then while it's great, they'll love it, they will never actually leave. And the marriage priority will always take a back seat to that parent-kid relationship. You need your marriage relationship to be the primary relationship in the household. And getting a definition, getting a handle over what's going on with the kids is one way to do that. So we'll see you on the next video.